You're listening to SBS News.
Deep, deep beneath the waves lies a zone where light barely penetrates. It is an environment about which we know very little. The so-called midnight zone is between 1,000 and 4,000 metres deep, where vast underwater mountains rise up from even deeper down. Now, scientists from the British-led Necton mission are preparing to dive down 4,000 metres to these unexplored depths of the Indian Ocean in a bid to survey its wildlife and gauge the effects of climate change. Necton mission director Oliver Steed says they simply don't know what they'll find.
What we do know is that beneath 1,000 metres there's no light down there. But a lot of animals in those depths are bioluminescent. It's life that glows. It's home to the peak of biodiversity in the ocean. It's where we find these undersea mountains, these seamounts, and there are tens of thousands of them across the world's ocean. And these are biodiversity hotspots. And in the area that we're going to be researching, it's one of the most biodiverse parts of the world's ocean. So what we're going to find there is unknown.
To explore such inhospitable depths, scientists will journey on board one of the world's most advanced submersibles, called Limiting Factor. Its deepest dive was almost 11,000 metres down, deeper than Mount Everest is tall. To withstand the crushing pressures at such a depth, the sub's two-person crew compartment is wrapped in a 90mm titanium cocoon. Expedition leader New Zealander Rob McCallum says it's the only craft in the world that can travel that deep underwater.
It's the least understood ecosystem on the planet. 71% of our planet's covered in seawater. The average depth is 4,000 metres. There are only five vehicles in the world that can get below 6,000 metres, and only one that can get to the bottom half. So everything we do is new. Everything we see is virtually a new discovery.
Using sampling, sensor and mapping technology, scientists expect to identify new species, towering seamounts, but also man-made impacts such as climate change and plastic pollution. Last May, when Limiting Factor descended to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean's Mariana Trench, the ocean's deepest point, the sub's pilot spotted a plastic bag. The co-founder of Triton Submarines, which built the craft, is Patrick Leahy.
We definitely see examples of, human beings. We see plastics, we see debris. Our plastic in particular is ubiquitous. It's ubiquitous on land, so we'd be silly to think that there wouldn't be plastic in the oceans. There are.
Necton principal scientist Lucy Woodall says the findings of this mission will be combined with those from a seven-week mission in the Indian Ocean last year and presented at a summit in 2022.
These impacts and consequences of climate change aren't stopping. They're not going to stop even if we stopped the production of carbon into the environment tomorrow. So getting a really good baseline of what those communities are now and measuring changes in those will really help us understand and to predict what some of those future changes could be.
Understanding the Indian Ocean's ecosystem is important, not just for the species that live in it, but also for an estimated 2.5 billion people at home in the region, from East Africa to the Arabian Peninsula, the Indian subcontinent, Southeast Asia, and Western Australia. Despite its importance, little is known, according to the Marine Vice Chair at the International Union for Conservation of Nature World Commission on Protected Areas, Dan LaFoley.
We've spent a lot of time looking up at the atmosphere and studying it, looking across at the land and looking at the implications of climate change. But we've really not looked down enough. We've not looked down at the ocean. And why should we do that? Well, when we actually think of the living space on the planet for species, over 90% of that living space is in the ocean, and most of that ocean is unexplored. So it's absolutely critical at this time when we see such large changes occurring that we get people down there, we get eyes in the ocean, and we see what's happening.
The expedition is set to begin in March. Alan Lee, SBS News.